This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's Ingrid Michaelson. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Ingrid Michaelson loves Stranger Things so much, she's making an album based on the show.
Who?
Ingrid Michaelson. The girl we just heard. Ingrid Michaelson. She loves Stranger Things so much, and she goes on and on about how, you know, she talks about, let me just read you the actual quote. "Finding your connection to another's art isn't something I've ever built a record on, but I feel so inspired by the world Stranger Things has created. The show brings me back to a place of safety and comfort when everything seems simple, especially after losing my parents. The idea of living in that space, even for an hour at a time, is not only intoxicating, it's necessary. I started writing poems inspired by the show, and I realized how connected I was to it and my childhood and to that innocence lost." And now it looks like she's timing the release of her set to the season 3 debut, which has not actually yet been announced. I don't know if they do it the same time as they did last year. It'll be in late October. But anyway, she's saying, I'm writing a whole record based on my love of Stranger Things.
I understand what she meant about how it brings her back to a time, because it's very much the 80s, mm-hmm. and the fashion, the members only jacket and the hairsprayed too, that kid's got. But there couldn't be a less comforting TV show. I mean, they are kids being tortured.
Right.
Right?
Sure, but it's all in the framework of that, you know.
It's just a weird way for her to have said that. I know, it's very strange.
Said
that, I'm thinking. But well, they got climbed into that tree. And
yeah,
then they
super harrowing. Anyway, that's what Ingrid Michaelson is up to right now. Before we hop into the music, Hooman, I see that you're raring to go. Denise St. Louis in our promotions department has asked that we mention that the Journey Def Leppard stuff is being announced. We have a date Friday, September 21st at AT&T Park, and the tickets for this date go on sale February 3rd at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. So Journey and Def Leppard,
that sounds fun,
playing together Friday, September 21st, AT&T Park.
All right.
Consider it announced. All right, Hooman, let me just turn things over to you.
Thanks.
Hooman, you've worked so hard this morning on assembling all these musical pieces.
I did.
So we can go through the new music that's being released today.
Not only did he outshine us yesterday with 15 minutes of spectacular movie reviewing, but he does it again today with the audio segment here for the music.
How do you do it?
Well, you know, I care. I really care.
I mean, that part is clear.
So here's your new music for Friday. I went ahead and I feel like I picked the best songs off everybody's album. So we're going to start out with Fall Out Boy.
All right.
They have a new album called M-A-N-I-A.
Or Mania.
So this is what I think is the best song on the album. It's called Hold Me Tight or Don't.
That's pretty good.
You like it?
Yeah. All right, what else did you... you say here, he goes, this next song, he writes in parentheses after it, try and get through 1 minute of this song.
Okay, if
why,
you could,
what's going on in the 1 minute mark?
So this song is really all over the map. I did some creative editing to get us to the 1 minute mark, but just see if you can get to the 1 minute. If you want to cut it before, then you can, but...
Okay, Young and a Menace.
That's right, here we go.
You know how they rate these. This is highly rated on their little record purchase thing.
This particular song?
This song is highly rated.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's just going to grate on Sarah's last nerve.
All right, let's hear it. Why would I not like this? Thunder. Thunder. I think
we're not at 1 minute yet.
Oh, sorry. Same song?
Yeah.
This is going on in your kid's bedroom all day.
I like this.
Oh, you do?
I think it's excellent.
It took me 3 listens to like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did we get to the part you wanted to hear?
Yeah, I just it has this crazy middle, and then it becomes this.
Okay, well, I don't hate that.
You don't hate it.
No, I think that's fine. And what's the other song you pulled from Fall Out Boy's Mania?
This is, I don't know, this is their number one song on the album. I don't know why. It's okay. It's called Champions. Or Champion.
I like them. This is good.
Oh, you like this? They're so hooky and catchy.
Right. Without, it's like hard edge pop. I really like it. It's just super.
I went to their show when I was living in Eugene, and I swear to you, their audience is ages 3 to 11.
Oh, funny. Wow.
They have the youngest. I've never been to a show where I felt
so old,
just that completely out of place.
Funny.
It was surprising because I thought they were a little more pop punk.
Yeah.
And that there would be older.
Turns out, no.
They were selling snow cones.
Oh, that I remember you telling me that. That's so funny. Yeah, I have the taste level of a 3 to 11-year-old. Okay, next up, and we're doing this band because they're actually doing a show at the Fox Theater next week. They're in Oakland on the 24th. When is that? Like Thursday of next week?
Mm-hmm.
So they are from Sweden, and I believe they're sisters, right?
Yeah.
They're a folk duo. But we're, you know, they're coming to town, so we're going to give them a chance here. A First Aid Kit is the name of the band, and Ruins is the album.
And the first song is called Ruins. I think this is the best song on the album. It's not the most popular one, but I listened to the whole thing, so
go. No wonder it takes you so long. You listen to the whole record. You really care, Ruman.
I do.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is what I was imagining. It sounds like folk.
I was hoping it would sound a little cooler, but. It's pretty. Okay, let's hear the other one.
All right.
First Aid Kit's the name of this band. You can see them in Oakland next week, the 24th.
I think it's called Nothing Has to Be True. Here we go.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So that's First Aid Kit. They're from Sweden, and they're at the Fox Theater next week. Philip Phillips has a new record out.
Oh, we were just talking about
it. I know. We were talking about people who made it off of American Idol, and he was one of the winners a few years ago. He's had a couple hit songs. Home is one of them. It was another tune we were playing all the time, too. But anyway, he's got a new record out today, and it's called Collateral, and you pulled 3 songs from this. Did you like it?
I like his voice. It's the lyrics are very predictable, so I tried to steer clear of those songs. Because if I could, like, say the next line before I've never heard the song, I'm like,
that's
a bad sign. It's like a movie. You're like, oh, boy, there's something in that closet. Don't go in that, you know?
So, Philip Phillips, you've heard it before. Here we go.
This is Miles.
Okay, totally unoffensive.
All right.
Let's hear the next one.
All right. This one is called Into the Wild. I like this one, actually. Okay. So,
Philip Phillips. Okay.
No, you don't like this one?
No, I think that's pretty.
You like it, though.
It's, I like the woo
part. He sounds like somebody else. Who does he sound like?
Dave Matthews?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, next one. What Will Become of Us?
All right. This is kind of the slower one.
Oh.
It's like romance. That's
slower than
those weren't the slower ones?
Yeah.
Really?
This is about, this one actually goes backwards.
All right.
That's very pretty.
Is it?
I like this one the best of all 3 of them.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. Pretty.
I'm
a sucker for a clean voice and a simple guitar. And a little strings in the back. That's pretty. That's pretty.
I tried to mix it up.
Thank you, Hooman. Well done.
I feel like you performed that song.
That was beautiful. Beautiful, Hooman. Thank you.
Sarah loves this next band, everybody.
I'm not alone. Lots of people love this band. This is their 20th album.
Who is this?
They Might Be Giants.
Oh, all right.
They have a new record out called I Like Fun. You know, they've done a couple kids' albums now. I'm wondering if I like fun. I'm looking at the titles, and I feel like maybe this is another kids' album.
Well, when I was listening to the whole thing, I was like, oh, my God. But then I was thinking, this reminds me of Schoolhouse Rock.
All right. So I Like Fun is the name of the record. What are the songs you
Let's
chose?
Get this over with.
Oh, that's like the theme of my life.
Hey.
Let's get this over with. Okay. I love that.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I love them. I'll be streaming them tonight. Next up is Mrs. Bluebeard.
Correct.
All right. Okay.
Oh, you don't like it?
I do. You know what though? I feel very alone with my love of this band.
Oh, okay.
Like they do almost nothing that I don't love. The Bright Side is the next one.
I like this one.
Okay.
Hopefully you will too.
They're just a goofy little band.
They are.
I love them. They're so good live. They'll play a set, and then they go to like a huge audience, like a stadium-sized audience. Any requests? Oh, and wow. People will like yell out random songs from other artists and they will play them.
Oh.
And kill it and be really funny when they do it. They're excellent.
All right. That's
a little Bart House in your soul. Okay, so there you go. They Might Be Giants. I like fun. Their 20th record. We're moving on to Joe Perry's solo album. Joe Perry of Aerosmith. It's called...
You love him?
I do. Switzerland Manifesto. Lots of guests on this one. This first one is Joe Perry singing and Johnny Depp on drums. It's called Eve Destruction.
So I think this is Joe Perry.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Like, I couldn't find the album notes easily.
Oh, you mean you think it's him singing?
I'm pretty sure. All right, here we go.
Listening for Johnny Depp on drums. Oh, so far, so good. That does not sound like Joe Perry singing.
Doesn't?
No.
Oh, have you heard him sing?
This sounds like somebody else. Familiar.
Is it Johnny Cash?
Actually, maybe that's who I think it sounds like. Oh, I know this song.
Oh, you do?
Yes. We're on the eve of destruction. So, Eve of Destruction.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, I've heard enough of that one.
Okay.
There's another song on there with Robin Zander of Cheap Trick. I love Cheap Trick. He's so the vocals are done by Robin Zander. It's called Ay Ay Ay.
Here we go.
Ah.
It's not bad.
It's all right. Okay, so that's...
What was the name of the first song, Hooman?
Eve of Destruction.
That is Joe Perry on vocals.
Oh, that's so funny.
So he has Terry Reid singing, Robin Zander, David Johansen.
Yeah, we didn't grab the David Johansen
and,
one.
No. And then he sings one song, and it's Eve of Destruction.
The next one we have, are all these people you have listed here singing on this song?
No, so neither one of us knew who this guy Terry Reid was, and he has worked with all of those people.
Okay, so Terry Reid, you might know from work with Bonnie Raitt, Don Henley, Jackson Browne, UFO, Jack White. He's doing the vocals on this song. This is the Joe Perry solo project, Switzerland Manifesto, and this song is called I'll Do Happiness. Okay. So there you go. That's a little sample from the Joe Perry solo project. And then we grabbed one more. This is a band that's been around for a while. They're calling it their Grimmest Hits, Black Label Society. That's Zach Wilde's band.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like these guys?
I do, but...
I don't love this music. I'm just going to...
We pulled it, though, because we thought, you know, Robert
you would like
is
it.
In it. And, you know, in,
oh, I love... Yeah. I love these guys, but I don't know that this is, you don't need to play
so,
it.
So it's just two songs. They're very different from each other. This is like every song sounds like this one, Trample Down Below.
So is this like a greatest hits collection? They're calling it Grimmest Hits. Have you heard this one before, Vinny?
I've never heard this one.
I don't recognize it, but I'll tell you in 1 second.
I like this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I like that harmonic interval.
It's like a very, I feel like it's a wannabe Alice in Chains.
I was just going to say, it's a very Alice in Chains sounding harmony. Okay, Trampled Down Below is that one. And then the last one we're playing for you today from Black Label Society's Grimmest Hits, The Day That Heaven Had Gone Away. Is
so,
that right?
Yeah, so this doesn't sound like anything else on the rest of the album. That's why I grabbed it.
Okay.
I think I like this one the most on the album.
Definitely has that like mid-90s
yeah.
grunge sound.
I like it.
Yeah, this is nice. Knock, knock, knocking.
And all
yeah.
heaven's
yeah, I mean, it's classic hey, rock and hey, it's new.
Mm-hmm. Hey. All right, so there you go. That's a quick rundown of some of the new stuff that's out today. They Might Be Giants is the one for me, man.
You love it?
Well, I'll have to listen to it a few times, but I tend to love them.
You just want the Fall Out Boy one more time?
No.
Okay.
You don't need any
no
of that. One more quick note I wanted to mention. Dead & Company have announced 19 cities for the summertime. We are getting them at the Shoreline Amphitheater July 2nd and 3rd. Two shows in Mountain View.
People love them. They're selling out everywhere they go.
Most tickets are going on sale January 26th, 10 a.m. And it looks like some are going to be available the following day with more info on the Dead & Company site. So.
We had our friends over for dinner a couple weeks ago, and mm-hmm. you never know as you're chatting to people, but they go, oh, we're total deadheads. And I'm like, what? You two? And then I start in with the LSD questions, and actually, she's like, no, I've never done, but I've been to 30 shows. You've been to 30 Dead shows,
so
and
she
you've
actually
never
likes
done
the music.
LSD.
Huh.
Yeah, loves the music. And then I said, hey, did you see the Dead...
And Company.
No, oh. the Dead thing on Amazon. And oh. they were both like, no, what is this? And I'm like, oh my God, if you're a deadhead, You have got to watch the Amazon.
It's like a documentary?
It's a documentary on the dead, and it goes all the way back till all the way till now, and it's incredible. Anyway.
If you're into the dead.
If you're into the dead, right.
It's not going to be for everyone.
Right.
Yeah, so they've got 19 dates, two of them here in the area, and deadandcompany.com, I guess. But it looks like, I think it's a Live Nation thing.
Cool.
I'm not positive. 26, the tickets go on sale. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Sushi.
Oh, I love sushi.
Okay. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:38, and it is Friday. Don't let them take that away from you. No matter what happens today, you just remember, oh, it's Friday. Up yours.
Right.
You know, something like that. Whatever it is you say. That's my favorite. You can watch this show. We've got cameras in both studios all morning long, and the show runs live. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That link will take you right to it. But you can go to radioalice.com and just look around for the looking glass. That's what we call it. And we call the people who gather there and make little comments, mean and nice and otherwise, the lookers. So be a looker today. Looker, you're a looker. So it's live all morning while we're on. And then Vaughn, who's the guy who runs all the cameras, he cycles the show throughout the day. And then on the weekends, it's all like kind of best of from the week. All the kids look, clubs of off. Oh my God. You're going to love it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. Don't forget, this Sunday, the NFL playoffs continue. Jags at Pats at noon and Vikings at Eagles 3:40. That's on Sunday.
Don't
on
worry.
Saturday,
I won't forget.
This weekend, there will be Bay Area Women's Marches 2018 all over the Bay Area. So as part of a grassroots political movement to elect more female leaders into office, at least 100,000 people are expected to gather Saturday in cities across the Bay for a series of 2018 women's marches. San Francisco is expected to host one of the largest gatherings with an estimated attendance of around 80,000.
Mm.
At noon, the rally will take place at Civic Center Plaza, followed by a march down Market to the Embarcadero at 2 p.m.
Nice. You go, girls.
Love to see more people get involved in politics.
Absolutely.
As so many people seem extremely passionate about it.
Run for office.
But only...
Oh, and by the way, vote.
As far as their keyboard goes.
Right.
Push that aside. Go,
go out there and do
and
it.
Do it. I'll vote for you.
Are you looking at me?
I mean, maybe.
I'm not running.
No, not you.
Oh.
I mean, just I look forward to having more options.
Yeah, it would be nice for, you know.
And a ton more as we head into the president. It does seem weird that we see a lot of the usual suspects who haven't made it in the past. And then as it gets whittled down, you go, oh, my God, Trump's going to end up. Big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I actually think one of the really beautiful surprises in recent history was, for me anyway, Barack Obama seemed to come out of nowhere and was huge,
right,
and big and took
and
over
inspirational.
And got the win. Yeah,
and
I mean, I was
felt
really
like a dude you could rally behind.
Well, that's not the usual suspect, is it?
Not at all.
Beautiful. You love that sushi?
I do. I'm not a super chance taker when it comes to sushi, that's for sure. But I do love sushi.
I like to go with someone that knows what they're doing,
right?
And I'll try whatever. They just
whatever.
I'll smell
they,
it first.
They just
I there's certain
to
things
know
I
what
can't
to order. Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah, I've tried a lot of things that I went, well, I'm never having that again.
Oh, really?
That urchin. Oh, some like, people just freaking love that. I actually hate eel too. A lot of people love
unagi.
Eel.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and I just I think if it's prepared a certain way, there's like all these different ways that they'll do eel for you, and it's just got that. It has like this underlying taste that I just can't get behind. I also like little eggs, but I don't like big eggs.
Yeah, I like the little eggs too.
Yeah.
A Fresno man with a daily sushi habit had a 5.5-foot tapeworm lodged in his intestines.
Oh, my God.
He pulled it out himself.
Oh, what? Like out from...
From exactly where you think it came out of.
So his mouth.
No.
That's what I thought.
I was thinking the other end.
He wrapped it around a cardboard toilet paper tube and carried the creature into Fresno's Community Regional Medical Center.
Oh, hope he rinsed it off.
They're all like, gross.
I know. Get out of here with that thing. What are you doing? God. Super bogus. He wrapped it around a toilet paper tube.
That reception is like, $11 an hour is not enough.
Oh, they do not pay me enough for this.
Yeah, you are not paying me enough for this.
Get out of here with that tapeworm.
The doc said that the patient complained of being sick back there, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And expressed a desire sick, as in number three, I think we call it, right?
Barfing, right.
No.
Oh, diarrhea?
Yes, I was trying not to say it.
I thought that was just wiggly number two.
On each side?
I thought number three was barf. Feeling
something. Really?
Yeah, I thought so. But okay, I'll go with the sure.
Loose this is, what I thought was number loose, three caboose. Was a combination of one and two, like a loose back end.
Oh.
But
I don't know the numbers.
There is no norm.
Yeah, when you said number three, though, I thought barfing.
If we're not on the same page, you can't use.
I thought everything from there was number two.
Okay.
Like that's the two hole.
Bloody number two, okay?
Okay.
You got it now?
So did he pull it out at the hospital?
Hold on.
Okay, all right, go on. I can't wait to hear all the details.
He complained of being sick back there and expressed a desire to be treated for tapeworms. The doctor said, I get asked this a lot, and most of the time, they don't have what they think they have.
They don't have a tapeworm.
This man had it. And that's when he pulled out of the plastic grocery bag a tapeworm wrapped around a toilet paper tube. The one that he'd extracted himself.
The one. You're saying there were more in there. Like there was a family of tapeworms living in this guy's colon.
When the doctor saw the tapeworm, he asked,
does it have a dragon head?
So that came out of your bottom?
That's what I'm
going to bring in a picture of a tapeworm.
I do.
It's gnarly.
The patient replied, yes. According to the doctor's retelling, the patient was using the restroom when he noticed what looked like a piece of his intestine hanging out of him.
Mm. Oh so he just God. Thought he prolapsed
He
himself.
Grabbed it.
Oh, God.
Pulled it, and it kept coming out. Then he noticed that it was moving.
Oh, God.
And realized it wasn't.
You
want
to see it?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, it's right out of your nightmares as they do the close-up view of it.
Oh, wow. It has... Are those four mouths?
Mm-hmm.
That is hideous.
It was 5.5 inches long.
Oh, 5.5 inches. I thought you said it was 5 feet.
Oh, I'm sorry. 5 feet, 6 inches. What did I just say?
5.5 inches.
No, five and a half feet.
It was 5 feet long.
5.5 feet,
wow.
Sorry.
5 inches sounds so much more doable.
No, my bad.
Oh, my God. 5 feet long? Are you kidding me?
Is that real?
What? Why does it have so many mouths?
Back to the story, which is the doc says the patient hadn't traveled out of the country and didn't have any out-of-the-ordinary behavior besides his daily sushi habit.
So that's where they're chalking this up.
Specifically, he loves raw salmon.
Oh.
And confess to eating it daily.
But do salmon get...
Get out, Hooman!
Don't do it to her. She doesn't want to see it.
No, I was fine seeing it on my terms, but when you put something in my face, I actually freak out.
Oh. Freak her out, man! It's Friday!
She turned away from it, and so then I wrapped it back around to make sure she's not again. God.
You know...
Did
this guy lose a lot of weight from having all these tapeworms? Because that's what I always think is like, oh, you must lose a lot of weight if you have a tapeworm.
I didn't ask.
Like, it seems like that would be a good dietary.
Improved considerably due to sharing his food with.
Yeah. At some point, like, you want to get rid of them. When they're 5.5 feet long, you want to.
The uninvited passenger.
So, you want to eject them. But, you know, up till then, you're like, oh, well, it eats all my food for me.
So there's different types of tapeworms.
All right.
And there's one called the. Tinea syngentia, and it's a beef tapeworm.
Okay, it eats beef.
I'm going to move us right on down the road.
Go to the Millennium Tower story.
Oh, the Millennium Tower. Someone texted in about that. Right, it's just that continues to sink, and it's really not a big story in that it's just a local one.
Yeah.
It has sunk 17 inches, and now the handicap ramps are going to need to be fixed. So...
Are the doors going below grade at this point? Seems that 17 inches
would... We're going on 2 feet, right? So, I mean, we've got a real problem with... I don't know how they don't tear that down and start over.
I don't either. I mean, what's going to happen? Are they? Didn't you say a couple weeks ago engineers are trying to work on some kind of retrofit to either stop it or fix it?
Yeah, but it just doesn't... Look, I bought a car one time, and it was a lemon.
Yep. I remember.
So what'd you do?
Well, I went back and said, look, I get it. You've got these lemon laws, but I bought a new car, and I don't want you to fix it. Here's your car. I've barely driven the thing. There's something wrong with it. Just give me what I paid for, a new car.
Right.
And that's not the way it works. And I feel like that's a situation where people bought into this Millennium Tower wanting this house, this thing they were sold. And now they've had nothing but grief. I know the people.
And it gets worse every day. It's not like that's over.
I feel like if there's ever a time where you just get a refund, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Give me my money back.
You bitch.
I just want to leave.
So there's an article that came out 4 weeks ago, and it says a two-bedroom, three-bath unit at Millennium Tower sold in December 2017 for 30% less than what it sold for in 2013.
Only 30% less? Right. Someone's still paying over $1 million?
For in 2013.
Yeah, I know, but still only... I mean, to me, those should be free. Like, someone come and take this thing off my hands.
And I don't know if Vinny just said this. It's sunk 17 inches and it's tilted 14 inches since 2008.
14 inches. They say all the windows stick, the doors are all out of joint, all the cabinet doors are effed up. You put something down, it rolls to the corner of the room. Like, this is, you are correct, sir.
Not to mention the pictures we've seen of all the cracks in the foundation on the thing as it's been moving.
Yeah. Hello, earthquake country.
Yeah.
Scary.
I mean, Jesus.
Are you wearing your Jimmy G shirt?
I am.
Oh, let me see your Jimmy G shirt. I haven't seen it yet today.
I just noticed
Number
it.
10.
Adorable.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Does it say
the back.
Name in the back?
Yeah, let me see the back.
I believe it does. I don't know.
Let's see the back.
What does it say?
Jimmy G.
Does it say Jimmy G?
It does.
Get
let
out
me
of
see.
Here.
Yeah, let me see.
Says. Tell him. Jimmy G.
Yeah?
It says Garoppolo.
It says Jimmy G.
Get out of here. Not wearing this shirt anymore. It says
you should
Jimmy
probably take
G.
it off and look at it and confirm. It says Jimmy G.
Yeah, take it off.
Believe it or not.
It's Friday. Someone call HR. We are out of line.
All Skittles. Are the same flavor.
No.
No, they are.
No, they're not.
According to a neuropsychologist named Don Katz,
We have done this on the air. I correctly identified all the colors.
All Skittles are the same flavor.
No, that's not true.
A generic fruit taste.
No.
Why do you think they taste different? Because our brain associates colors with certain tastes.
It's not true. We did this on the air. You bought a pack of Skittles, and I correctly identified all the flavors.
We know yellow is supposed to mean lemon.
Yep, and it is lemony.
Don't you hear what I'm telling you?
We have had this conversation. Do we need to get another pack? Somebody get some Skittles. I'm telling you, you can identify the. Just taste them. They're different. I swear to God, there are certain.
I think we have done this before.
We have. We did it like a year ago. You got the Skittles. I closed my eyes. I identified every freaking color because they're not the same. This dude is just, he's actually, I think sometimes stories come out just to infuriate people, just so that they put them out there, just so that they can hear people freaking out about it.
When you go online, there isn't a definitive answer.
There is. I just gave it
there
to
you. There is an answer.
There.
I did it on the air and identified all the colors.
Because this.
No. You put a black. You wrapped my head.
Look at me.
You wrapped my head.
See what's happening here?
Yeah, I see you squinting.
I can still see you.
I didn't. You guys put a blindfold on me.
Uh-huh.
You tied a t-shirt from underneath Yuzette's desk around my head. Listen,
yeah,
I get that I'm
familiar.
Not the one with the great memory, but I know for sure that I can identify which flavor goes with which color.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Yeah, they might be giants. Love them so much.
Know,
thanks for playing
so
them.
Sure. It's always hard, you know, you hear a song for the first time, but I heard them and I'm like, well, I don't love it yet, but I will. I'll be singing that one by the end of the weekend.
Then I had the same feeling going to the all-time low concert, my first concert at age 24, and finding out it's a room full of 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, well, Fall Out Boy was a weird experience because I've been to a million shows and I consider them sort of a pop punk band, sure. But I had never seen the special section for parents to wait at. They actually had a
so
section.
So the people your age were standing in a special section.
Gone to the show to see the show. I worked on the alternative station in town and that was our gig. I went to it to see them and went, oh my God.
I'm the tallest person here. Oh, I see. All the tall people are back there.
I'm Godzilla.
Looking at their phones. You're a giantess.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And they're selling snow cones. And yes, there was a line of cars out front waiting for pickup. The parents there was a parking circle for parents.
I guess that's how you find out if you're listening to the right thing. If a bunch of you show up at the concert. If not, oh well. Just enjoy the music you enjoy.
Speaking of music, 707, did you hear Johnny Depp might join Marilyn Manson's band?
Oh, I'm so sorry that that's my first story for Monday. It just got handed to me. That's so far. I was going to just make your Monday for you, Vinny. Well, I'll still do it.
All right, do it. We'll take a break and come back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.